Word coming out of Boston College yesterday that
not the important thing. Move on.
None of
John Goodreau.
Both
John Goodreau and Bill Arnold are staying for another season in the NCAA.
The important guy in this story is Johnny Gaudreau.
The important
obviously.
Guy is John Gaudreau, and he is, what, 19 years of age. He's going into his junior year in college, which means his third year of college.
He's a wee little guy.
Which, and that makes a big difference, too.
So is he going to grow exponentially in another year in the NCAA? Like, is he going to sprout to 6'2"?
No, not saying that at all.
By staying in the NCAA?
This is the right call. Because it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, he's scared to come out. Scared to come out and play with the big boys.
I don't care about...
Now, you're kind of being cheeky, but there's a bit of truth there, right?
Got to be a little bit.
Well, is it being scared or being smart?
Why is it smart?
Yeah, scared.
When is the last time the criticism of a guy has been, oh, you know what? He stayed too long in school. It's... For what are you going to accomplish?
Let me ask you this: why is he staying in school?
What's he going to accomplish?
Is it to get his degree?
He's going to win the Hobie Baker
so that he can be a lawyer down the road.
Yeah, I don't care about his degree. I don't care about his national championship. He's staying in school in my mind
to play with his brother
because he's not ready to play pro.
He's got his younger brother coming.
In other words, he's scared.
There's a big difference between scared and being not ready.
Yeah. You got a team that would, you've got a chance to make an NHL team, probably as good a chance as you'll ever have next year, and you're not taking the chance. Scared. You're telling me that the Flames are clamoring for guys, young guys, to add some spark and excitement into play. The door is wide open. Come on in. We'll give you every chance you need. Not going to take it.
If it was a training camp like they'd headed into last year and the year before, okay, I'm going to stay in school because, I mean, really, how many spots are open? It's third, fourth line. Like, I mean, I'm not a grinder. I'll just stay in school. It's a full-on rebuild here. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm totally. And why do the Flames prospects, why can't they be good enough to step in and help?
I don't buy the, get bigger, get stronger, stay in school, all of the. He has nothing left to accomplish in school. He's won a Frozen Four. He's led the team in scoring. He's been a Beanpot winner. He's a Beanpot MVP. He's won the USHL. He's done everything.
Didn't he win the Hobie?
He's up for the Hobie. He is one of the best three, according to the selection committee, top three players in NCAA hockey.
Yeah, but he's 5'4".
That ain't changing.
That's not going to change.
And he's not going to he's not going to be 5'4", 200 pounds ever. He's going to be maybe 5 pounds.
This staying in school to get bigger and stronger, what's going to happen in the next 12 months?
If you think a player is not different at 21 or 22 than he is at 18, you're kidding yourself.
Well, he's not going to be.
You can be the same height.
He's not going to be 22 when he comes out. He's going to be 20, and he's not 18. He's 19.
Here's two comparables. Guys that are basically the same guy, the same height. They even went to the same school. Nathan Gerby stayed an extra year. He stayed an extra year at Boston College. Brian Gionta, and this goes back a little bit, played at Boston College, stayed an extra year. Were those guys scared? Or did they just take a little longer?
You have
longer?
No idea what the... I'm talking about the opportunity he has. I don't know what Brian Gionta's opportunity was.
With the Devils when he came out, or for Gerby when he came out with the Sabres.
So if you can tell me that, then I'm maybe
what,
do something.
What was the competition both of those players faced when they came out compared to what Gaudreau...
For a spot up front next year in training camp? Blair Jones? Who's he battling?
I don't disagree. I'm not looking to gang up, but I feel the same way.
Should we pile drive him?
We're piling on. 5 minutes for piling on.
And here's the flip side. Okay, all right. So here's the thing, right? The Flames are if they rebuild right or whatever you want to look, next year they'll be no good and Johnny Gaudreau could just walk into the starting lineup. Is that the best thing? What's the point? If Johnny Gaudreau, hey boy, you're playing.
No, but what's the harm?
You're playing top 6 minutes.
Well, it's top 6 minutes.
You're playing top 6 minutes. So what?
Here's what it is, Walks. You're either good enough or you aren't. If he comes out,
there's a secondary story to that.
But here's the thing to me. It's about taking the next, if the goal is to be a hockey player and get paid to do it, there is a progression. You were on the world junior team. You were an all-star, a gold medalist. You have done everything at this level. Become a pro. If you can't make the NHL, go to the American League. Start playing against men, not guys that are 18 to 20.
Exactly.
Or 22. Are you good enough or not? And the only way that you can find out is if you start to raise the bar. Yeah, he's going to come back to Boston College. He might, if he doesn't win the Hobie this year.
How much better is he going to be next year in college?
It's tough to quantify.
But he's saying that he's going to be a higher than a top three college player. Like,
could it not be, though, and this is an important way to look at it, too. If this is the Detroit Red Wings, it's not about, oh, the guy is ready or he's not ready. It's about... delay.
This isn't the
it's
Detroit
about,
Red
it's
Wings.
About yeah, but
sorry,
but they need it to be eventually. It's about controlling the salaries. It's about controlling the years.
You don't have you can't compare those.
But
two.
And this is not the Flames telling Gaudreau to stay in school.
No,
this is Gaudreau telling the Flames.
Yeah, it's true.
I just
but
don't
whether it comes from one side or the other. It's still the best thing.
I don't see the value in staying in school.
Does that mean he can't sign?
I don't see the value.
I've always
clearly.
What? How in a year from now is he better equipped to be an NHL player
because
than he is right now?
Because he's older, and that's just the path.
He'll
of
be the same age if he goes and plays in the American League for a year.
You know what?
Then or he, comes to the NHL then he, for
then
a
he,
year.
Then he shouldn't have even gone to school. He should have come. He should have turned pro. He was skilled. He was skilled at 16.
Now you're just being
that's silly.
Silly talk. Trying to have
defend a point or
well, it's, but
this
it's
is
true.
Serious radio here. We don't
kid.
Just...
You're a better player at 20 than you are at 19. You're a better player at 22 than you are at 20.
But in junior hockey, and as kids get to this age, this is the natural progression.
To leave early?
When, no,
it's not when, early. Come on, kids do it at this age.
In junior,
all the
do
time.
Guys
We're
leave?
Talk.
Do guys leave at 19 or do they leave at 20? If they're legit prospects, they play that 20-year-old year in the American League.
And sometimes the best course of action is to have a guy play a little later. You look at a guy like Kyle Turris, there's not a guy on this planet, or a hockey guy on this planet, that says he should have gone back to Wisconsin. Wasn't ready.
I would argue because, it's his size. He's got to get bigger and stronger. He can get bigger and stronger anywhere on the planet. His growth and how whether he's in the gym or not geographically makes no difference. I would argue, if anything... he should be turning pro because of his size. Get to the American League, start playing an NHL-like schedule instead of just two games every weekend. Get training, get with the team, and start making that move towards being an NHLer. But he's staying in school to stay with his chick and to have fun and party.
Hang out with his brother.
And his little brother's coming in. He's doing it for the wrong reasons. It may be the right decision, but he's not doing it for the right reasons.